this has been going on for discussions have been going on this behind the scenes. We're disappointed because, as you correctly said there, you know, we got up, we stayed up this year. It's a process of building to try and consolidate where we are up there. This doesn't make it easy, and as I say, we are disappointed the way it's worked out. There's for the record, when soundings were taken, were vehemently against this, and the night the vote was taken, we voted against it. And that night, that night when the vote was finished, it was a 50-50 in relation to two 10s or a 12. But unfortunately, subsequently, some clubs changed their votes, and this has resulted in a 10-10 division. I certainly wouldn't regard some of the clubs who supported this as the bigger clubs. There were indeed one or two of the bigger clubs had their own proposals. But, you know, it's very disappointing. I think that the report was there. I think we should have had a bit more time to discuss and prepare. I think, you know, the idea that we're having three teams going down in one season, I think there should have been a run into it. If we were going to reduce the league, I think it's fair to say our argument has always been that there should have been a run-in. But a period where, you know, this was implemented. But, you know, we're told officially today that it's that this is the position. We have 4 weeks today to get full approval on a budget. So there's an absolute major amount of things that have happened here, that work that has to be done here over the next 3-4 weeks. But it certainly has changed. It's a huge. It has changed a lot of things in relation to how Finn Harps look at the season, and you know, it certainly hasn't made it any easier.
Yeah, let's put this into a bit of context then, John, and what the implications are of this move. It means that Harps, if they're going to stay up, have to finish fourth from bottom, which is eighth place. They finished third last year. What's the comparison and finish third from bottom and fourth from bottom and a budgeting point of view?
Well, I think I've been trying to put this into a context for some people, and I think the best way I can work this out is that there's probably two stroke three clubs of us in the general same ballpark area of our budget, maybe 50,000-60,000, maybe 70,000 between us, right? Now, I think here's where people have got to realise that if you look at the next grouping of clubs above that, you were talking approximately double the budget that Finn Harps or any of the other two clubs in our area of the league have. And when you pass on from that, you were looking at multiples of 4, 5, 6, 7 times the Finn Harps budget. Now, I don't think at any stage did we ever think, obviously, that in the next year or two we were going to be competing at the top of the Premiership, where the budgets are running into a number of millions at this stage. But certainly, I think the strategy always had been to, you know, ourselves to move up gradually into that centre area and consolidate ourselves up there, you know. But I think it's important that people understand while the budget for Finn Harps will be, say, for example, somewhere, you know, this year it'll be around just over half a million euros, and for one or two other clubs as well. When we go to the next level, if I could put it that way up, you're looking at 1.2, 1.3 million budgets.
So basically, Harps' budget would need to double in the space of a year?
Well, that's sort of almost based on last year's figures. The difficulty is that that was sort of the figures loosely we're working on for last year. But if we look at the year forward, obviously with what's happening now, those clubs are pushing on as well. So it's very, very probably what somebody would say at 1.2 million last year, obviously they're going to be going higher again this year. So that it's moving away all the time here. So, but what you ask, yeah, we could double the budget, and obviously there would still be absolutely no guarantees of staying up or with any budget. So, you know, it's happened, and we have to deal with it. Ollie and the players over the last 2 years, it's been brilliant what they've done and what they've achieved. But we're at the stage now where I can, you know, we often say we need help out there, but this is a stage where we genuinely as a club will need help if we're to maintain premiership status in the county.
Teams are now going to be spending more on their budget this year. Is it a case that you have to be very careful here, John, that panic doesn't set in and bad decisions are then made? That's a point of view from Van Harps, but from other clubs as well, currently in the Premier Division.
I think that's an excellent point. I think that's, you know, I was discussing with one other member of the board here. We have a very fine balancing act to do here. As you know, we have developed a very fine sort of community stroke underage 19s, 17s, 15s. We have the academy. They have schools. We've invested a lot in that. And the trick for us now, we've got to find where the balance is here for maintaining that structure there, obviously, to produce players, etc. But we've also, in fairness, we've got to be in a position where we try and maximise the budget for the first team manager. But also we have to make sure we don't do anything that, at the end of the day, there's no knee-jerk reaction, that we don't do something that jeopardises the survival of the club, you know, because, as I said, we've been there before, and I certainly think we're not going there again.
Just finally, John, I'm sure it's very frustrating for the players and for Ollie Horgan and for the supporters, but from a board point of view and from someone, of course, who works very, very hard in the background, it's a very annoying and frustrating situation, I'm sure, for you all.
It is. I think, you know, what makes it extremely annoying is that we set out to do something a couple of years ago. The team were stabilised in the First Division. We were promoted from the First Division. We survived in the Premiership. The plan was to stabilise. At the same time that was going on, there was huge, huge steps, as anybody will admit, in children, underage football. Some great appointments with, you know, Kevin taking over, for example, recently in the 15s, and everything was going to a very well thought out plan, in fairness. And, you know, this sort of, while this was talked about, I think, I'll be very honest, I don't think anybody had thought that it would just end up going through quite as quickly as it did, and the format it has.